It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ah, smell that bread?
It's business.
Ellen King is the guest this morning, owner of Hewn Bread and author of Heritage Baking. Justin, say hello.
Hello. You know, for we do this segment, the Download in Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank every Friday. And, you know, it's all about making bread in a different way. But Ellen, one of my favorite small businesses is Hewn up in Evanston, and she has a new cookbook out. And I find it fascinating that this, the whole movement, the Heritage Baking movement, is really about trying to not only create great food, but educate an audience on what goes into your food. So, Ellen, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
All right, so first, Heritage Baking across the board, that term, what does that mean?
So what that means is, honestly, it's working with varieties of wheat that are grown organically and sustainably without using insecticides, pesticides, herbicides, and they're older varieties that have been cultivated for thousands of years.
Are they harder to find? Is the idea of some of those strands and some of that wheat that you're talking about, is it more nuanced, and you have to have a stronger or a more experienced palate to understand why these are different?
No, I mean, honestly, it's kind of the beauty of living in the Midwest. The availability of these grains is starting to become much more available in farmers markets, some local grocery stores, and, farmers themselves are wanting to grow these. And so the whole purpose of the cookbook was really having this, allowing consumers to have this vocabulary to start asking for flour that is a heritage variety so that they understand kind of how conventional wheat's grown, why it's not as great for you, and then, connecting people to farmers. And, you know, we live in Illinois surrounded by farms, and a lot of these farmers are wanting to grow this wheat, and there are many that are growing it.
What does it do to the taste of the bread using the different grains?
So, you know, the taste of it, some of the varieties do have a little bit of a stronger flavor, like in terms of a whole wheat. Some will taste a little bit like a rye. But then we have some that people, like at our bakery, we use a heritage variety for our brownie. And no one even knows that it's a heritage variety because it tastes like a really rich, awesome brownie. So it kind of depends on how you're using it. But for, you know, the home cook, you can use it for just about every recipe. And in some cases, you wouldn't even notice the flavor difference.
The book is called Heritage Baking, Recipes for Rustic Breads and Pastries Baked with Artisanal Flour from Hewn Bakery. I always think about this, and you talk about this a little bit in the book, you know, to have success with bread, and we've seen this in America for the last, I would say, 50 years, they've almost gone to a large-scale production. That seems to be the way that most bread companies go now, because that's the way to make profit. And in doing so, they seem to skip the heritage part because it may be cost effective or it might be tougher to find. But how at Hewn,
I don't know if I'm sorry, Justin is he's holding your book up, and every time he's talking, in the back of the book cover are these like thumbprint cookies that are amazing, and it's like he's taunting us, like we need these cookies.
Sorry, my hand gestures, but it is. I mean, the whole bread industry is almost has skipped the idea of heritage, pretty much because they can mass produce at a higher level.
Yeah, I mean, there's many reasons, right? Cost. It is a little bit more, it's more expensive to use a grain that's grown without a lot of insecticides, pesticides, that's organically grown. And then also reformulating formulas. You know, we've gotten used to flour that's really tasteless and that's mass-produced for, you know, meeting specs that large bakeries need for their formulas. So at Hewn, I mean, we hand-make everything that we make in our store. And, you know, it's a relationship that we have every day with the flour and with the farmers that grow it for us. So, you know, the bakers that work at our bakery are so skilled and talented that they adapt to, you know, each season we get in a crop and it's slightly a little different. And it is time intensive and labor intensive, but it's honestly the flavor of what our products taste like and other bakeries that use ingredients that we are using far outpasses anything else that a large bakery does.
When you're an artisanal shop like Hewn and you have, you know, you make the bread and you sell the bread and when it's gone, it's gone. From a business standpoint, this is a business segment. Are you always looking for ways to improve the efficiency, to improve on costs, or is it just going to be, this is what we offer, this is how we do it, and this is how much money, this is the ceiling on how much money we can make?
No, yeah, you're right. I mean, we're a business, so there is a max threshold of what we can make just with the space we have because we are a smaller bakery and the employees we have. But, you know, we look at other areas. So we sell flour, for instance. So we sell a ton of all the flour that we use at our bakery, we sell. We come up with different things to sell in front. We, have other areas. We have a cookbook to, you know, continue to grow and create revenue, but it's not going to be that we'll be a bakery for, you know, every place in this city will be able to get our bread. That's not our goal. Our goal is more to, you know, stay focused on the quality that we're producing with the ingredients, but to continue expanding in other areas.
So I don't know, Ellen, if you're operating with more hours in a day than the rest of us. You're a single mom, you own a bakery, and you've written, you know, you have a cookbook. Like, where, how are you balancing all of that?
Yeah, I don't have a good answer for that. Maybe, I guess, very little free time.
That's what a lot of folks identify with, right? People who have small businesses trying to get it cranked up. So just so people understand, if they're in a business that maybe could be considered a niche business, you could be comfortable in that, or you could try to expand it and change the world. You sound like you fall a little bit between those two categories.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, I'm conscious of the fact that, you know, scaling our business, it's not, you know, we're not going to necessarily grow and scale by becoming Hewn all over the country, because I think we would lose what our focus is. So for us, it's, you know, very consciously expanding. You know, if we open up a second location, it has to be a right fit for us and our employees. And, you know, I think that'll come at some point, but, you know, for us, it's more important that we stay focused on, you know, every day, always producing the best products we can and continuing to work and grow with our farmers in our region and outreach to the community.
Right. Eating better is not a bad idea. And thanks for the work you're doing. Right. What's the book again?
The book is called Heritage Baking, Recipes for Rustic Breads and Pastries Baked with Artisanal Flour from Hewn Bakery, which is in Evanston. Ellen King is the author. Ellen, thanks so much for joining us today and Download Chicago Business. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great weekend. And brought to you by
Signature Bank.